Mapes, and for Pet Psychic readings tonight. So anyone that has a pet out there, regardless if it's a parakeet, dog, cat, camel, hippopotamus, elephant, whatever the case may be, Michael can help you find out what is in the mind of your pet. And another great thing about it is not only can Michael give you readings on your pet now, but anyone that has a pet that has crossed over. So anyhow, Michael, let's see. First of all, what we're going to do is put you through to Kathy in Beloit. She wants a reading on her dogs. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, hold on. And this is BUFO Radio.
Hello?
Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you through with Michael, and we're going to find out what's really up with your dogs, huh?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Michael?
Hi.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So what's going on tonight?
Oh, I was just calling to see if I could get a reading on my dog.
Okay, sure. Is there a specific problem you're having, or?
I was wondering about if she's having any problems with her bladder.
Yeah, but it's connected to her kidneys, though.
Oh, it's in with the kidneys.
Uh-huh, and I don't think it's anything serious. I would take her to a vet and have it checked out, though.
Okay.
But, you know, also, the thing is, she can be a little bit pouty and a little bit stubborn.
Uh-huh.
At times, if she's not, because this is kind of what I'm picking up from her. I feel like she kind of feels like a human a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you sort of treat her like a human.
Yeah.
Which is really good, you know, so if... So and but at the same time, I think it causes her to be a little bit moody at times.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if she doesn't feel she's getting exactly her way, she might act out.
Yeah.
But the area that I would be most concerned with is the kidneys, and I don't feel that it's totally deteriorated, but I do feel there might be something that can do to help you with that.
Okay.
But other than that, I think that she is great and spunky, and I guess I would describe her almost like a little princess. You know.
Yeah.
In terms of your attitude towards her. And I like that because we always tell people, you know, pets are like humans, you know.
Yeah.
We tend to treat them very differently a lot of times. And the feeling I get from her is that she hasn't really been treated all of that differently. Another thing with her, though, too, is I think that sometimes when she sleeps, she tends to have kind of, I guess I'll call them nightmares almost.
Yeah.
And you can tell by her, like, twitching a lot.
Yeah.
And so with that, when that happens, if you see her doing that, just wake her up and pet her a little bit. It's going to make her feel a lot better.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've noticed she's been doing that lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know how people go through periods of stress and they have restless dreams, et cetera. It's just kind of like that, you know?
Okay.
So I think if you just wake her up, pet her for a little bit, it'll help shake her out of it.
Okay. Oh, that's so neat. Okay.
Yeah, but no, you're doing a wonderful job, I think, so keep it up.
Okay, do you do anything with the pets that have passed over?
Yeah, is there a specific pet that you're looking for, or?
Yeah, Sparkles.
Okay, and is this a dog?
Yeah, a dog.
Okay, but, you know, she comes around you, and what you can do is you're going to actually feel her walking at your feet.
Oh, okay.
From the other side, and that's going to be a sign, but with her, I do feel there was a little bit of pain before she passed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I just felt that she really was not herself in the end.
Right.
Any longer, but kind of the message that I'm getting, and pets don't talk to me in English, literally, you know, so it's all more feelings.
Right.
But that she is her old self again in a way, if this makes sense, and I think that was kind of what you were worried about.
Yeah.
There's also going to be a dream that's going to come from her, though.
There's what?
There's going to be a dream about her.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be her coming back to say hello.
Okay. And can I ask about one more pet? And that one.
And what was that?
Can I ask about one more pet? And it's a dog, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
With Peanut.
Is the dog in spirit?
Yeah, Peanut. Yeah.
Okay.
She's
Yeah, with this dog to me feels almost, I guess you describe it, almost has like a little bit of an attitude.
Uh-huh.
To me, a very sassy and almost a little bit uppity, really like to get what it wanted.
Oh, yeah.
In a sense. But I get the feeling from spirit that it has mellowed out a lot post-crossing over.
Yeah.
And sort of relaxed. But I do feel it sort of got everything it wanted as well.
Okay, good.
But it's fine. And both of them, I think, is that they are completely restored because the way that you saw them, and they were,
good. Yeah.
And so, that they are okay. But
makes you know a person feel so much better.
Yeah, but like I said, don't be surprised if you just feel them around your feet. It's something that brushes it, you know?
Oh, okay. Oh, it's so
wonderful.
And that's going to
be done.
Have you ever felt her brush up against you, Kathy?
No, but, you know, I feel like a presence. I feel their presence, and I think about them a lot. Like they come to me just when, like throughout the day or something.
Michael, don't you agree that sometimes, since spirit can't physically talk, what they do is they use our thoughts to communicate? I often tell people that, you know, like if they could be just working away and then all of a sudden something just comes to mind and they think to themselves, wow, I haven't thought of that person or that animal or whatever for a long time. And basically what that is that person or that spirit using that person's memories in order to say, hi, I'm here.
Exactly. And, you know, even when I give readings, that's how the information is communicated to me sometimes. And I really think that most things have to be in our comprehension for us to receive the messages. But I do feel that, I mean, it's just, you know, the relative that you haven't thought about for 5 years, and then you're shopping one day, and he pops into your head, you know? So I absolutely think that is a form of spirit communication, and them saying that they're still around you.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, well, it sure was nice of you to give me this reading. I sure do appreciate it. And
thank you, Mary, for listening.
Okay, well, you guys have a
Well, Kathy, now, remember, Michael's going to be on every other Wednesday.
Yeah.
So feel free anytime, you know, that you've got any questions about your pet, you know, call us, okay?
I sure will.
All righty. And thank you.
Fun,
and thank you for listening to our radio station.
Oh, I really enjoy it, Mary.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Michael.
Bye.
Okay, now you can do this through IM too, right? You don't have to speak to them on the phone?
Yeah, no, I can do it through IM.
Okay.
I just usually, if I have is the first name of the person or the first name of the pet, it helps me a little bit.
Oh, okay.
That's a little bit more, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm just writing, what is your first name? Okay. This person, I've yet to get her name, but, they have a bearded, his name, Ray, okay? Ray has a bearded, I should have figured that out because of the pet here. But Ray has a bearded dragon, which is a lizard, named Spyro. S-P-Y-R-O. And he would just like a general reading, you know, is he happy or, you know, whatever it comes to mind.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely happy. One thing I pick up about the personality is that he has, the bark is bigger than the bite, sort of. And so with this, I think that the animal has a lot more attitude kind of on the outside, really, than on the inside. It's sort of like, you know, the big masculine man who's really a softie on the inside is kind of what I feel about this animal, which is really interesting to me. And what I found, and I actually have a really good friend who had a whole bunch of different types of lizards, and the way they communicate actually is a lot more precise. They're very to the point, and they're very aware what they wanted, but I keep either feeling that there was just a change in food or there needs to be a change in the food, because whatever is happening right now, I don't think that it's really all that enjoyable to it. So if there was a change, I would either go back, and if there wasn't a change, I would consider a change, because whatever the food is right now, the animal isn't happy with. And I would also say that it is happy, and it does feel the love that its owner has expressed to it, even though it doesn't always show it, I think, is what it's saying. But yeah, I do think it's happy. I do think generally everything is okay with it. But like I said, I feel like it really has sort of a unique personality, which is interesting to me and very good. And I feel like it also has a way of sort of whining or sort of going up against the wall of wherever it's kept if it's angry. So that's how you can kind of tell, because it'll be secluding itself.
Okay. And, okay, now, apparently, then are you done with Ray then? And also,
yeah.
Ray, remember, every other Wednesday, if you got any more questions on Spyro, make sure you give us a call, okay? And let's see, now we're going to go to, let's see, where is that instant message? Okay, here it is. Barbie. She's from Wisconsin, and I'm going to call her and put you through to her because she's got a question too. Okay, hold on. And we're calling Barbie, and this is BUFO Radio. Mary Sutherland, your host.
Hello.
Okay, Barbie?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to put you through to Michael.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hold on. Barbie, this is Michael. Michael,
hi, Michael.
Barbie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Did you have a question or?
I kind of wanted to know, I have a lot of animals that are passed over, but I kind of wanted to know about a dog that we had named Abby.
Okay. This is the thing that I would say to you first off before we sort of get into the more specifics about this animal, but they actually come around you in groups when they come back. So,
I've heard that.
They're all watching the food. It's almost, this is very bizarre to me, but it's almost like you have an army of pets charging you.
Yeah.
To watch over you. And actually, what I would say is that I feel like all the animals that you have been very protective of you.
Yeah.
really want to watch over you. But I feel like you've had a lot of pets even from a young age.
Right.
Because what I'm getting is you're the type of person, you know, you see any animal and you have to bring it inside, clean it off, you know, feed it. Because I'm saying that you're a mother to these animals as well. there definitely is a really strong bond that is going on. And also, what's interesting to me is that whenever your pets that cross would come back to your pets that are still alive, they could absolutely see him, and it made him a little bit disagreeable at times to be able to see them because they would get a little bit jealous. So it's interesting. In terms of specifics with Abby, one thing I tell everybody is that, you know...
You're cutting out for some reason, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm cutting out?
Yeah.
Is this better or...
Better. Much better.
Better right here? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I wasn't talking into the phone well enough. I do say to everyone is that, you know, every pet on the other side is well and is happy and is much better and vibrant than they would here. In terms of specifics with Abby, though, I do feel that that the dog was, like I said, really quite protective of you, and that protection hasn't ceased, even though that the animal has went to the other side. And also with her, and she's actually working a lot with younger children on the other side and playing with younger children on the other side, which is because the message that I'm getting from her is that her personality has become less high maintenance. So she's able to be around people more than maybe she was when she was here.
We got her as a rescue pet, and I always wanted to know what her real name was because they named her Abby. I used to sit there like forever and just call her every name I could think of.
Oh, really? To see what she would respond
to?
The actual name, her original name was Mel, M-E-L.
Really?
And I feel like it might have been short for Melody.
Wow. Yeah, she did protect us because we had a break-in one night, and our other dog didn't bark, and this one, Abby, or Mel, she did. So she did save us.
Right, and I don't think it's important to get so hung up on the name, you know, because you had no way of knowing, and you showed her love in all the other ways that you could.
Right.
And also, pets are like humans, they don't just have one life, so, you know, I've Michael in this life, but I've had 500 other names in other lives, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's not really all that important, but she's definitely still around you, and the message I get is that she's still protecting you, so. So if you feel an impending sense of doom, that's her telling you to watch out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, no, I do think that it's funny because with you, it really does feel like you almost feel like you have an obligation to help pets that are in need, which I think is wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, now, Dwayne is next, and he actually, I don't know, you don't need a picture, right?
No.
So, yeah. Anyhow, his, the name of the dog is, let's see. Hold on. Actually, he's here as well, but he just kind of IM'd it in through the, IM'd it. Oh, you want to IM that to me? Okay, hold on just a second. What we do is various people come in to the center when we're doing radio shows, and because we have a few computers here, and so they'll come in and listen to the show right here at the center. You know, so they're always,
cool.
Everybody's always welcome to pop on in and listen to the show right here. And besides that, it's kind of fun for them. Okay, well, actually, we got three dogs. Hold on, I'm just going to have him just get on and talk to you about this one because there's three here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, you want to...
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, did you have a question or?
Yeah, the three dogs that we have, Lucy, Patton, and MacGyver, they were all shelter dogs, adopted. Two were just, you know, lost. And one was, I forget what you call it, protective custody. And I was kind of wondering what, you were able to get Barbie's dog's real names, like what theirs might have been, and...
Sure, and just kind of a little bit about their past?
Yeah.
Is that... Okay. One thing, just to start off, kind of a global thing, I can tell you that all three of them have a much better life with you than they had before. Because... and I think that you're doing a wonderful job. I'm going to work through these one at a time, okay?
Okay.
You said one of the dog's name was Lucy?
Right.
Yeah, this actual... You know, and I think you should just keep calling them the names you've been calling them.
Yeah, we've had them over 5 years, so...
Right, and so they're so comfortable with it. But I'm still going to give you the names that I get. For Lucy, the dog was actually called Maria. So it still had, like, a first person's name.
Okay.
If this makes sense. MacGyver, this is so typical, but it was actually called Spot, and I know that it's not really a good name. and then, what was the last dog's name?
Patton.
Patton, that actual, Patton or Pat, is that?
Patton, like, General Patton.
Oh, okay, awesome. And this one's actual, name, was... George before that. So,
okay.
That's interesting. But no, I think, that all of them are much happier, with you than they were before. And I think that you are doing a wonderful job. I don't really think that there is, anything that you need to be overly concerned about or overly worried about, but the fact is, you know, if you hadn't taken them in, they really would not have had any other place to go. And I also feel physically they're all doing much better now as well.
Okay.
Because I do feel they're all healthy and fairly strong.
Okay, that's good.
So, yeah. I think that they all had a little bit of shadiness in their past, a little bit of roughness in their past, a little bit of not being treated too well.
Right.
And ultimately... it just being, you know, abandoned. So I think the best thing you can do is just let them know that you're always going to be there for them because they still do worry about being left behind at times.
Right.
Yeah, right. And it's not anything that you've done. It's just a complex that they have developed. But they also let me know that you've done, that you and other people around them have done a really good job of making them feel like they have a space of their own and making them feel that they really belong with you, so.
Okay, that's good. And I just had one more on a dog that passed named Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, you know, some just basic about him. He was our first dog.
Yeah, again, I do feel he was a little bit protective, but again, almost like a really silly, goofy attitude from him, as if he were a person that he really would have liked to joke around, and really high energy. But what I, again, want to stress here is that the energy, I do feel he lost the energy before he passed, and now that's back on the other side. But here again, I do feel that, and I also feel like with him is that there is going to be a dream, and there's also you're going to feel a presence around that's going to be him. So I do think you're going to get validation that he still comes around you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. And, okay, before we go on to the rest, I don't know, for some reason, Nico usually doesn't like hanging out here. You know, he usually just kind of goes into the other room and kind of hold up. But hold on. But hold on. Just a second. We got another call in. Hold on.
Okay, great.
Hello? Hey, Michael? Hello? 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 Okay, hold on, folks. We're having a little bit of problems. I think I'm going to have to call Michael back. If you could just hold on one second, please.
Okay.
Oh, you there?
Yes,
Mike? Oh, okay.
I'm still here, yeah.
Okay, I lost the other call. So what we'll do is we'll just, like I said, Nico, for some reason, is just kind of like standing here like he's being very patient, almost like he wants a reading. So
yeah, this is interesting because I looked at the... this is the picture that's up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I actually did get some impressions about him, and I wrote them down. So I was either going to interrupt you and tell them at some point, but it looks like it was meant to come through regardless. So, you know, he is a dog, fundamentally to me, the epitome of a bulldog.
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like he does have an attitude, and he has a tendency, again, like you said, to just go in the other room and almost pout a little bit or wait patiently until somebody can give him attention. And I also felt that he really does not like to be read all that much.
He doesn't like what?
Like, doesn't like to be read, doesn't like people getting in his mind very much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's almost like... The reason what is confusing about him today, what is confusing about him is when somebody starts to figure him out, he changes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, almost like he doesn't like it, so it's really hard to predict exactly what he's going to do.
Exactly.
And I think that has to make it very hard on you, you know? You're trying to make him happy, and then what makes him happy constantly changes.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would say is fundamentally what makes him happy is... people catering to his needs, and by him changing and then you changing in response to him, that actually makes him happy because he feels like he's the one wearing the pants, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's very interesting. I also felt with him he loves table food.
Uh-huh.
Like more than most.
Oh yeah.
And will get kind of cranky if he doesn't get, you know, a treat from the table every once in a while. And that's not just because the food is good, it's also because he likes people to pay attention to him while you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because for him, he feels like that's a very human, not pet thing to be doing. And so he likes to sort of feel integrated and to be included in that process. And I also, I'm feeling that he at times does see spirits. I think all pets are a little bit psychic and very intuitive.
Uh-huh.
But that he finds them kind of annoying.
He does.
Okay, like almost like he'll, you know, kind of paw at them or bark at them and basically saying, you know, hey, go away.
Well, he kind of like stares at them and he just kind of like stares at them, kind of concentrates a little bit, thinks about them, and then just kind of does his like little snuff sound.
Right.
Like, and then turns around and walks away like, God, you're annoying me. You know?
Yeah, and it's different. Like, my cat will sit there and play with them.
Uh-huh.
But not him, you know.
No.
He just seems to sit there and, you know, figure out, why are you in my space? What are you doing? Get away. But I also think that he has a very human attitude to me. And, you know, he doesn't really like people intruding on his space or on his habits.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what makes him the most disagreeable, is when he feels like people are intruding on his space. And, you know, one thing with this dog, he knows exactly what he's doing,
mm-hmm.
You know, to be able to get what he wants. You know, everything, even though I think a lot of his behaviors look like they're not a pattern, I think every one of them is pointed, and I think every one of them he has an agenda with.
If you could see him now, it is so comical, because like I said, I thought that he wanted a reading because he's been sitting here patiently waiting, and
uh-huh.
He usually doesn't, but apparently you're too right on, because now he's looking like he's looking at me almost like he's in a pout, like he's almost ready to tear up and start crying, like he feels violated, you know.
That was just what I'm saying. You know, he really does not like people getting in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Or getting in his game, or figuring him out.
Yeah, dirty looks. Definitely getting dirty looks right now.
So, yeah, and I mean, definitely does not threaten me. He does not like me. you know, saying anything that could be considered figuring him out, because, and you know, he is a smart dog. Mm. I mean, I think he is really smart.
Yeah. Well, you know, to go to show you how much he wants to, he does not accept a dog status. You know, he used to watch us go to the bathroom using, the stool. And one day I went outdoors and, I had like this, I just went and bought this big flower pot and it was still empty, right? A big one. And anyhow, and I went outdoors and I noticed that there was Doug doing it. And I thought, what? And so anyhow, I just let it go. And the next day I went out, there was more. And so then I started watching. And what he would do is, see, he's watched us use the bathroom, right?
Right.
So he decided, no, if that's what we use, that's what he should have been using. So he uses, instead of him going to the bathroom like a regular dog, he just kind of like plants his butt up on top of that flower pot and goes in there.
Oh, wow.
And then waits for me to clean it out.
Isn't that smart?
You know, it's like, I'm the flusher. Okay, Mom, go clean it out now. I'm done.
But yeah, this just goes back to what I'm saying, is that he is very, human, and wants to be included in human activities.
Yeah.
And I think that's really neat.
If you go to the site, burlingtonnews.net/petpsychic, you'll find Michael's site there, you know, and that's where all the shows are going to be up on these, on your psychic readings. But also, what I encourage everyone to do is send us your dog picture, or, you know, your pet picture. If you send me your pet picture, I promise you I will put your pet up on our site. If that's what you want, of course. And just make sure you send it to us, and we'd be more than happy to let everybody see your buddy, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I do readings here at the home, people actually bring their pet with them, you know.
Laura wrote in, and she says, I know what's wrong with Nico. He wants a hot dog.
Well, it does, like, table food.
Yeah, well, he has to have his hot dog. I mean, he'll starve himself if a hot dog is not put into his dog food.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how I got that great picture of him. You know, that's on your site.
Because I was trying
to take a picture, and he turned his head to the right, turned to the left, so that I could not get a face, you know, a head-on shot. And so finally, I looked at him and says, "Hot dog? Nico want a hot dog?" And it's like, and he looked, and I snapped that picture.
And you got a perfect picture of him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he can be happy. You're not close to me, because otherwise, you could bring him over.
he's a lover. You know, he's a good dog. But like I said, he does not share you were very, very right. He does not share his mind. He will share his energies with everyone, giving love. But when it comes to his thoughts, that's his thoughts. And, you know, he doesn't like anyone to know. But he does believe in telecommunication. You know, I mean, he fully expects for me to be able to read his thoughts and answer to them. You know,
mm-hmm.
He'll sit there.
Yeah.
You remember that show with Eddie, the dog? Like,
yeah.
Nico, if he wants something, like if he wants to go downstairs, he will sit and he will stare at me. I swear, 3 hours can go by and he'll put himself in a stance, sitting, looking at me, sending messages, you know, thought messages to me for 3 hours straight until I finally get up and take him downstairs where he can go and spend some time with my son, Bob.
And, you know, that's very human, too. We want all of our thoughts to be private, except when we want something.
Yeah.
And then we want everybody else to figure it out so we don't have to ask.
Yeah. So, and he's going to be well-trained. I usually can figure out what he's thinking. But it's like you said, but the innermost thoughts, you know, of how he's feeling, you know, you're right. I do get very frustrated because I've had him for like 10 years now, and I still have never been able to really get into his head and know what he's really thinking.
Well, that's the way he likes it, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we'll be able to change it.
Well, I don't want to, really. You know, that's what makes his personality, so.
Yeah.
Okay, now what we're going to do is we're going to go to Laura, okay? So,
okay,
well, actually, Christy. So, anyhow, hold on, and we'll, Laura, if you're listening, we're calling you now. So, hold on, Michael. Thank you for the reading on Nico, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Okay, hold on. Almost forgot Laura's telephone number there, folks. Okay, this is BUFO Radio, and this is the Pet Psychic Show with Michael May.
Hello.
Hey, Laura.
Hello.
Hello. Is Christy there? So
she is actually unavailable at the moment.
Oh, okay.
She had to take another call, but we can still
okay.
do the puppies.
We sure can. Okay, hold on. I'll put you through with Michael. Hold on. Okay, Michael.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's Laura. I guess Christy's on the other line, so Laura's going to intercept for her.
Okay, great. Welcome back, Laura.
Well, hello, Michael. How are you again?
I'm just still doing well.
Oh, she's good. Tell me about my crazy girls. I have two dogs.
You have two dogs. You know, honestly, tuning into that, they definitely work as a team. When they, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, kind of like the two girls that gossiped a lot in high school and sort of plotted and planned.
Uh-huh.
They definitely plot and plan to try to get the better of you.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Really?
You know, and even if they might, even if they're fighting or even if they're pouting, that's all part of a plan.
I think it's more of a conspiracy. I don't think plan is harsh enough. Yeah.
It's definitely a plot, I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's a plot,
Probably not one that you would always want. They actually, whatever type of food you're giving them, they love. Okay?
So that's good.
What do you give them, Laura?
They eat Purina Beneficial, I think, is what they're eating now.
I would keep them on this because they really, really enjoy it.
Okay.
And so, yeah, because I'm just, you know, like I said, the man with the lizard before the lizard didn't like the food, but these dogs both actually like it. And now, I do feel that one of them definitely has more of the uppity attitude than the other one. And with that one, you know, and I'm bad about this because I spoil my dogs a lot, but I feel like that one, the second that she was born, felt that she had a right to be spoiled and have attention paid to her.
I would say that's definitely true.
Okay, good. And I feel that she doesn't get, and if she doesn't have attention paid to her, it's almost like she gets really insecure. And she sort of starts looking and going around, like, what's going on? Why is nobody paying attention to me? And it really psychologically gets to her.
She does.
Yeah. And it's not like she gets angry, but and it's just like I'm saying, you know, it's like a celebrity. They don't understand why someone wouldn't be paying attention to them. And
she will, in fact, actually just stand in front of... Chrissy is the more attentive one, you know. She babies them more and stuff. So they follow her everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Me, if I'm the only one left in the house, then they'll come to me for attention and don't always get it. So the one that I think you're describing is Delilah, who's the mother, and the other one is the daughter. And so they play, just like you were saying, and Delilah, who kind of thinks she's like a prima donna or something, will just stand there and stare at you. To where you know you're being stared at, and she's just, well, you're not going to pet me? Yeah, that's exactly how she is.
Exactly. It's cute. But they are, like I said, I just picture them as very planning, you know, very much know what they want. But I also think that, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people giving them a lot of attention all the time. I don't really feel like they go without love, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're certainly not starved for attention.
Yeah,
anyway.
I don't feel they're neglected in any way. I think they've been wonderful. I think they're adorable and really cute. And actually, I think it's nice that they do work together and get along well.
Yeah, they do. They depend on one another. They need each other.
Right, and I guess that makes sense. You're saying it's a mother pair, you know. But to me, I really do feel like they are very close friends, and they share a lot of things. But yeah, like I said, whatever food they're on right now is really enjoyable, so I would definitely keep them on that, and I think they're healthy. So.
All right, I'll do that. You know, and I also have a cat. Could you tell me a little bit about my cat? His name is Kitty.
I'm going to go, like, tuning in initially to the animal. It feels like it is a very typical, what you think of when you think of a cat, you know, very sly, very sleek. But I feel that the cat, it feels like it's very classy, like it's almost a high-level cat. And I think really what it's very observant, that it watches everything. And I think, you know, if it could talk and you wanted to know something about the house, when you were gone, all you would have to do is ask the cat. Because I think it absolutely observes everything that goes on.
Now, he kind of had a living arrangement shift in that he used to be an outdoor cat, and we have now stuck to our guns and made him strictly an indoor cat, and that's happened over the course of the winter. Spring is coming, and I don't know how acceptable he's going to be, so what is his opinion of him being banished to the inside of the house only now?
Right. You know how I'm saying that he observes everything? I feel like he did that outdoors, too.
Mm-hmm.
Had to know everything, and almost like that could be very dangerous for him. Sometimes he wouldn't be as attentive to the surroundings as he should be. But I think that I think he's going to be cranky. I don't really think he likes that. But I feel it's the best, if this makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely is for him.
Right. And so,
and he's eaten all my songbirds. That's another reason he needs to come in the house.
Yeah. But there's going to be a 2-month period that's pretty rough, where he's pretty cranky. And then after that, I think it's going to be much more agreeable.
Okay, he'll mellow out again.
Yeah, so I would just say, you know, sometimes you have to put your foot down. One of those times. So is it going to make him a bit cranky? Yes. Will he get over it? Yes.
Would he like a fancier window seat? He just sits on the windowsill, but
yeah.
Do you think he would like something where it was more like his chair that put him at the window?
Absolutely, I think he would. And I think, you know, just explain to him, you know, just tell him out loud why you've moved him inside, you know, just talk him through it and continually explain, you know, because they hear that and they absorb that, you know.
And he gets a dose of catnip every night. Does he like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he makes it pretty clear that he likes it. So.
Yeah, he's come to expect that, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you stop giving it to him for a week, you'll see what a cranky cat is.
Yeah, I would think so. Shrugging your cat before he goes for bed.
But, you know, again, it's not like you've had a hard life, you know. You've been very good to him.
Yeah, we've kept him.
Yeah,
I'm not above finding another home for him, but, you know, we've kept him, so that's a good sign.
Right. But yeah, I think actually making a space of his own indoors would help a lot.
All right, I'll do all that, and I'll keep him on the beneficial, because we did just switch, actually. We switched to this stuff, so they like this new food.
Well, yep. Do you think, Laura, I dare ask him about my parakeets?
Go ahead, be brave.
What do you think
about? Be prepared for what he tells you.
What do you think about my parakeets? I have three of them. Mama and two kids.
What was that?
Mama and two of her kids.
So there's three all together?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, I think that Mama is definitely a mother. Territorial, likes to be in charge, likes to be in control. And, you know, as far as are you doing everything right with them, I would say absolutely. In terms of their personality, I do feel that they can be a bit temperamental and cranky at times. And I don't mean that really in a negative way. I just kind of mean it in a, they like...
Factual way.
Yeah. but, you know, at heart, are they good animals? Yes. Do they sometimes manifest not so good behavior? Yes. But no, I think that you're doing everything right with them. I just think it's like sometimes you just need to remind them who the boss is.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes they do have, they can get very cranky and very snotty very quickly.
Well, Mama's got a peg leg.
Okay, this makes sense.
And a hernia.
She's the regular old pirate.
And
right?
I mean, and a hernia. I mean, that is like gross. And it's like I wanted to, you know, I wanted to get rid of my birds a long time ago because
really
because they just drove me crazy, you know. But
right.
Anyhow, I just, you know, who's gonna want a peg-legged parakeet, you know, with a hernia, you know.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so I got rid of all my birds except her, but then of course I couldn't leave her by herself, so I kept two of her babies, so that kept her company. So now I've got the three, and they seem to be okay with okay. And then when summer comes,
yeah, no,
then I put them out outdoors in the summer months. You know, they have a big cage out there that they go out and play in. So then they're out all summer, and then I bring them in the winter. So, but
right.
I was just wondering how Pegleg was doing. I got strange animals.
I think that she's fundamentally a good animal.
She is. She's a wonderful. Yeah, it was. That's what I mean. She's just too wonderful to, you know.
Right.
I just didn't have the heart, you know, because
right.
she couldn't make it on her own. Nobody would accept her. And I mean, there'd only be two other alternatives: either put her down or, you know, do what I did. And
right.
we kept her and got her, and she has her two kids with her, and they seem to be all happy, you know. So. But, you know, they say that judge person by their animals, and, you know, if anybody judged me by this pig-legged parakeet with a
herniated parakeet.
We won't judge you based on that.
How does a parakeet get a hernia?
From having too many eggs, too many babies.
Oh, wow.
You know.
What?
Well,
Mary, what kind of house are you running?
Well, I got rid of the male because the male was...
what kind of bird house you got?
Well, we had this great big cage, and we had like 15 parakeets in there. I mean, this was a huge cage, took up almost the whole side of our porch, you know? And we had set up like a little jungle area, and we had Petey in there, and Petey was like this... let's just say Petey was constantly alert, and she was constantly having eggs, and I think that at some point in time it was just that she gave out down there, you know. Next thing you know, she had a big hernia.
Her eggs,
so,
you know,
anyhow,
just
I so I had so we got rid of Petey, and she just had
and in a way, I mean, that's like humans, you know, if you have too many babies it's really hard on your body.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
It's falling out. It's the truth.
And then she lost her leg because she was protecting another bird. This one bird, she was, injured, trying to injure some other ones. You know, she was just mean, and she went in and she tried to save this one bird. And in the meantime, there was a big battle, and she ended up with her leg broke off. So now she's just kind of like a pirate type parakeet, you know.
Yeah,
walking around with that peg leg, you know.
So did the vet design this leg, or is it your creation?
Well, it's just define what what happened with her hernia.
No, her leg. I mean, does she really have a peg leg?
Yeah,
foot just snap off and
she got in a fight with another bird, and you know, these parakeets, they got a really strong bite, you know, and it had tore part of her leg off, you know.
But she really has a peg leg.
Yeah, she really has a peg leg, you know.
Where
so she only has like a half of a leg. And no foot.
Oh,
and half of a leg.
Okay. So it's not like.
Oh, it doesn't have like a. No, I don't have no.
To her.
No, huh? I see what you're getting at. No.
Like, where do you get that kind of peg leg?
Like gluing two toothpicks together.
That's what I was. Well, you're creative like that. That's what I was wondering.
And as you see how this pet detective or our pet psychic show is going to go, we'll do a little talking and a little joking. And
that was good until I got on.
Yeah, well, Laura always brings the bad out in me, so. And we might as well just keep you on. Okay, now to wrap up the show, I thought, Michael, would be a great idea is for you to maybe give some pet advice, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Just like a different piece of advice every show?
Yeah.
Okay. The advice I'm going to give the show is do not discard telepathic messages that you get from your pet. If you think that your pet say something to you, if you think you get a message or receive an image from your pet, take it very seriously, and I recommend that people actually write them down so they can really get in their pet's head and really get to know their pet, because listening to that information really helps build a rapport and really can enhance your relationship with your pet.
And what type of, how would they, would it be like, I know like with spirit, excuse me, we can get thoughts, you know, or images.
Yep. Thoughts,
do you get images from a pet?
Feelings, dreams. What was that, Mary?
You can actually pick up images in your mind that the pet is sending you?
Yep, I believe so very strongly. You know, if you go to the store and an image flashes in your head of a certain toy or a certain type of treat, and then you walk through the next aisle and see it, you know, take that seriously as maybe that's something that your pet would enjoy.
Oh,
or,
okay.
You know, like you're saying with your dog standing at the foot of the door, you know, sending you the message, I want to go downstairs, I want to go downstairs.
Yeah.
You know, just really begin to listen to your pet.
Yeah, well, yeah. Listening to Nico. Oh, God. He's so demanding. I want. Do this. I have to
Taco Bell dog.
Really, I have to talk. I actually have to tune. Listen to your pet. See the images, dreams. You said now the pets can that have crossed over can come back through your dreams too, right?
Yep, I believe so. Very strongly so. You know, and like I said, I write every dream I have down, you know, just so I have a record so I can remember it. And it really helps. But yeah, absolutely, you can get messages from your pets that have crossed over.
Do you know the thing that I find, though, with pets that have crossed over? Sometimes, you know, you look back to those pets and you know, like I can think of a few pets that I had, you know, and, you know, and it still really hurts to even think about them because you've experienced their death with them, you
yeah.
know, and the pain and the memory is so painful. It's hard to, you know, even go back and even try to focus on them pets, you know.
Right, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I say, you know, pets are like people, and so when you lose them, it can be just as painful as losing a loved one or a relative.
But you said that they have other lives?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I believe in reincarnation for human souls. I still believe in reincarnation for pet souls. I think a lot of them have lived many lives, you know.
Now, I have heard, you know, through the Indians that a lot of these, the animals that provide food for us, that they actually sacrifice themselves for us. And by accepting their meat and eating it, we give them that opportunity to come back as a human. Have you ever heard that?
No, I've never heard anything like that. Generally, what I find is people tend to come back as the same species.
Uh-huh.
Just because
so you don't believe that they evolve? You don't believe they evolve into other species?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh.
I guess is the short answer.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, everyone has their, you know, well, you know, of course, they'll, you know, the, what is it, the Hindu, they actually look at the human as regressing into the, well, not actually regressing into the cow, but they actually even think that the human will evolve into a cow, because even the cow is even more sacred than the human.
Right.
So everyone has their own beliefs. Yeah.
Yep,
but
absolutely.
Yeah, but then of course, you know, they're not psychic either, you know, where they actually pick it up. So
yeah.
I'll go with your thoughts over, you know, religious traditions.
Well,
because there's so many people that, you know, with me, I deal with so many different religious traditions. Sometimes it's kind of hard to even understand where some of this stuff even came from, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like take what resonates with you and discard the rest. If something doesn't come from a place of love or a place that you feel is good, then don't incorporate that into your personal beliefs.
No, that is perfect advice. And
well, and sometimes too, it depends upon how much you know. You might not know enough about a certain subject to be able to even accept it. Because I found for myself that I didn't used to believe in things. It wouldn't even hardly, you know, I wouldn't even hardly have the thought of a certain thing because I just so didn't believe in it. But then as I came to know more things and branched out my knowledge,
that I came to accept things that I never did before, but it was all because my education, my knowledge level increased.
Yeah,
right.
Your belief structure. You know, and isn't life amazing? And it can be so fun, such a trip, if a person just allowed it to be.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it, actually. I you know, once I developed my spirituality, got out of the box of, you know, the traditional Christian, and just started to experience knowing that the animals actually talked, and that, you know, going out into the woods even, you know, that all the spirits of all the animals that, you know, were there at one time still are there. And, you know, and the spirits of the trees and, you know, all that stuff all around us, even though we can't see it. And
yeah.
I just, you know, to me now, I just love waking up during the day, you know, and just, I'm wondering what new experience or, so, you know, answer is going to be given to me, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're open enough, you can feel yourself through any situation and open yourself up to innumerable experiences, you know.
Yeah,
let it come to you.
Yeah, it's a wonderful life we have, Ashley. I just wish that more people would just get out of that gosh darn negativity and just start living for the now, you know,
yep.
And the promise of a good future. And so you remember this show, Psychic Pet or Pet Psychic is going to be on every other Wednesday. So feel free to contact Michael with questions on your pet, and please don't feel like you have to that just because you asked one week that, you know, that you shouldn't ask another week or next time, because we encourage you all to call us to ask questions. You know, that's what makes the show. You know, if we didn't have you guys interested in what we're talking about and wasn't calling and wasn't IMing, we wouldn't be able to do the show. So,
exactly.
You know, support us through your questions and through listening. And we would just love to have pictures of your pets to put on the site, which is going to be at burlingtonnews.net/pet psychic. As a matter of fact, if you go there now, you'll be able to see Nico. And I have a feeling Dwayne's getting some pictures ready here now of his three dogs, so they'll be up. So anyhow, send those pictures in, and we'll talk to everyone not this coming Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. And if you are in doubt, remember we do have a schedule. So you can just go to burlingtonnews.net and click on schedule, and that'll open up a calendar, and you'll see exactly when Michael is on. Okay? Alrighty. We'll talk to all of you, this coming
Sunday.
Well,
I'll be back together Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
where we'll
okay.
be, where we're going to be sharing pictures with you of the party. Oh,
and hopefully it'll be more than just me and Mary being foolish.
Yeah.
What more do you need, though, really?
Nothing.
Me get in trouble? I don't.
Yeah, no.
Okay, everyone, you guys take care, and remember, you're listening to BUFO Radio, and this is... is this the name of the show that we have decided to go with then, Michael Mapes? Is it Pet Psychic? Michael Mapes, Pet
yeah,
Psychic?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, then I guess that's how what we're going to, you know, because this is our premiere show, so, I guess that's how we're going to do it then, Michael Mapes, Pet Psychic. Alrighty. You guys take care, and we'll talk to you Sunday.
Thank
right.
you.
Right,
okay,
bye.
And remember,
bye-bye.
This went not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday, Mike will be back on, so bring your pets and ask your questions, okay? Again, Mary Sutherland, BUFO Radio, BurlingtonNews.net. Bye now.